You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
We are currently joined by Mr. Finn Johansson himself. How are we doing this morning, Finn?
What up, Zach? Oh, my manager just bought me an up and go as well. That's freaking crazy.
Oh, really? What flavor?
Banana.
Ooh, banana, eh? Nice. Banana.
Yeah, like the minions.
I just have a subconscious thought about them because I've seen them all around the place for that new Despicable Me 4 movie. So they're just in my head. I'm so sorry.
Yo, my mum saw... me and my mum were just hanging out one day and we saw a mural with, like, a minion on it.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, this is last year. She said, what's that? Didn't know what a minion was.
Really? I think, oh my goodness, that's incredible. I'm curious,
yeah.
Your last name's Johansson. Is that some Scandinavian heritage there?
It is, yeah, Johansson.
Johansson.
I feel like I was raised at Johansson because we're south of the equator, but it's Swedish, I'm told. Mm. Yeah, Swedish Johansson.
Very, very cool. Very sick. Now, we're here to talk about a new video game studio that you're working on and your upcoming video game. For the band Club Ruby. It's all soundtracked or built around their EP, which came out last year, which is called Was God Birthed? Was God Birthed? That's my first question to you.
Yeah, dog. Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, came out of the... Oh, wait a minute. But if... Hey, no, that's actually... Nah, I see why it's called that now. Nah, yeah, kind of an existential vibe for the song. And I had to make a bloody video game to go with that prompt, mm-hmm. Which was, you know, kind of a very interesting experience. And yeah, you're right. Finsoft is the game studio, and that game and music video just came out last night.
Mean, yes, they did, didn't they? I remember seeing that in the press release. Where is the game being released on, like, itch.io or Steam, or where is it being released to?
Game's out on Steam right now. It's 25% off for the first week, and I think I just want to say out front of people thinking, oh, this band has a video game. Oh, this guy makes video games for bands. You think like a side-scrolling platformer. You're thinking a little Mario pixelated business. This is a lot different from that. This is 3D, Unreal Engine 5, Lumen lighting. You're walking around a place and it's immersive as shit. Mm-hmm. I don't even think you could be further from the truth if you were thinking little Mario. I mean, I like a 2D side-scrolling platformer myself, and who's to say, maybe Finsoft is going to make some of those in the future, but that's not where we're at right now.
Hey, maybe you could develop a Candy Crush clone and make millions of dollars and just have, you know, different songs rotating on that.
Yeah,
if
I was
you want to be a soulless
capitalist,
asking, you know.
Yeah, Death and the Maiden, me and them are in talks for a Candy Crush clone. That's a joke, but also... you know, Danny, listen, message me, reach out to me if you want to give that a shot. Maybe, like, I was thinking, you know, because that's the thing I got to think of my next project.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Death and the Maiden horse riding sim, or You Are the Horse.
Yeah, that'd be sick.
Yeah,
that'd be sick.
Well, who else in Dunedin is there?
I was gonna say, if 660 were to contact you, what kind of game do you think they'll want you to make?
I reckon open world, or like crime sim, like you're a detective and you're on that street in Dunedin, the infamous street that I keep getting shown on YouTube that's like student city.
Oh, Castle Street?
Castle Street.
Yeah, yeah.
And each of the houses is realistically modeled and you go in and there's all these cast of colorful characters. But also maybe a little bit like Grand Theft Auto in the way that if you get a little bit... sick of things, you can pop off Dunedin party style, and it's a little bit wild.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little bit free. You can always reload your game.
I feel like that would make like a plant simulator because you know you can't forget your roots.
Oh, that's good.
That's
not too bad. That's not too bad.
You said the game was made using Unreal Engine. I thought it was made using Unity. But no, it does have that really glossy kind of finish of an Unreal Engine game. Was that your first time using the engine?
I just finished up at uni, and so we've been using it a little bit for that. But this is, yeah, absolutely my first release project with Unreal Engine 5. And you're right, it's very easy to make those games look... good on UE5, but it's, you're right, they do have kind of a telltale gloss to them. and I experimented actually with like some post-processing filters to make it look more pixelated, and in the end I was just like, ah, it's fine. If it looks like a typical Unreal Engine 5 game, it's not the end of the world.
Nah. It's as long as it works good and it's got some character and some soul, which I definitely think it does. What is the overarching mission of the game? Because when I saw it, I was like, when I first heard you were making a game, I was like, oh, it's going to be like Guitar Hero, finding tones and matching them with a certain button. It's going to be a first person shooter. And then I opened it and it was first person, and it was a very surreal game. It's very surreal.
It's different from, okay, you play a tween and you're getting chased by your bad dad, and you're trying to get to see Club Ruby, the band, the titular band. Mm-hmm. They're playing downstairs at the local museum. And so I had a lot of talks with Jade. They are the lead singer of Club Ruby, and this song's about them growing up, and it has to do with their Mormonism, their ex-Mormonism, and their parents, and all of this really deep stuff that it's like, how do you have a video game sort of tie into that? And so that's on the low down part of it, but you'll go through the museum and you'll see that all these things sort of rhyme with the lyrics, and it's terrifying. It's a walking simulator, I'd say, or an adventure game, but also with a dash of Alien Isolation, because you've got your dad chasing you, mm-hmm. and he's AI'd up to the gills. He'll come and get you dynamically. And then if you break anything at the museum, there's this attendant called Amy, and she's this dinosaur person. She jumps onto the ceiling, goes ham, runs around trying to eat you as well if you knock anything over. And so it's sort of like, I got to escape my dad, but if I'm clumsy about it, plus you have a scooter, so you're scooting around the museum because you're a tween. Yeah. I don't know if I mentioned. So you're scooting around the museum, but you got to be careful at the same time, otherwise you got two people chasing.
It sounds almost like a horror game. It does look like one of those.
It has horrible moments.
It definitely has.
You can turn it off, though. You can turn off the pursuers if you just want like a chill liminal experience. Yeah,
that's chill. I love chill liminal experiences in video games. Like, did you ever play Ratchet and Clank 3?
Yeah.
I think if you get a certain amount of cheats or secrets or whatever, you can go to one of the like a secret planet, which is just an art gallery full of like video game art for the game and models and textures and whatnot, which is really sick. Love those
spaces. You'll love this game. Very back rooms.
I noticed that there was in the trailer there was some very goofy sound effects for certain actions. Did you do those?
I did all of the. I almost did all of the voice acting for the sound effects in the game myself, but then I just used a few other sound effects that weren't my voice for some things that kind of like felt a bit crunchy and right. But yeah, so like if you pick up a map or you have a success sort of sound, it goes boop, 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 boop. That's me, myself. I'm trying to think of some other ones. I voice acted Jade, the main character, even though Jade themselves is a voiceover artist, so that was a bit mean of me. But coordinating all these things, you know, it takes some time. When you go through a vent, I tried some, but I ended up actually just going with a more normal vent sound. But yeah, you'll hear a lot of soundtrack vocal vibes in it. I feel like that's fun. That's fun. That's distinctive.
Mm-hmm. How did you, I guess, lead this with the Club Ruby bandmates to ensure that you were best representing the game? Did they give you kind of carte blanche to do whatever you want, or was it pretty, streamlined? What's the game?
Yeah, that's a great question, Zach. I'd say that they're awesome to work with in the way that, that they were really open to talking through things, but then they were also really supportive of me just coming back with a crazy idea. And I think they've given me zero notes, and they were absolutely fine to give me notes, especially because aforementionedly it was a really personal song for Jade. Mm. So I would have been fine with that, but it's just funny that I came back with like, you know, dinosaurs chasing you, like Alien Isolation, and your dad's like, he makes a sound that's and you go down to a rave and there's like, I won't spoil the rave for anybody who still wants to see the music video, but it's pretty psychedelic. It's a pretty psychedelic game, and for them to just be like, oh yeah, no notes, you understood it, you've got it, you nailed it, I'm thankful for that, but I'm also aware that in future projects there might be more back and forth.
Mm-hmm. Are you going to publish any more games this year? You got much lined up in the old pipeline there?
So I would love to just talk with anybody who wants to in the Aotearoa, like indie music scene, about making a game with a music video attached to it. But I do have a couple of secret-y sort of ones that I'm tiptoeing around making for people. But then I'm also getting on a Zoom with an Irish band this week called Dankenstone's Bongster, which is like Frankenstein's monster, but it's Dankenstone's Bongster. And we're thinking first person shooter, you're in the woods, a little bit like those boomer shooters that have just taken the world by storm, the sort of like Dusk, which was a very, very Quake styled remake of a game. So like old school shooter, you got two shotguns, and there's actually like an Irish mythology, there's the cousin to a leprechaun, it's called like a pornicorn or something. Mm-hmm. And it's like the drunken bastard Irish cousin of the leprechaun, so I'm thinking maybe shooting them or wolves. And I've got a good mechanic that I kind of shouldn't tell you because maybe someone will steal it, but if you steal it, that's cool. It's I don't think we've seen this properly since Blake Thorne in the 90s, but backwards shotgun shooting.
Whoa. That sounds awesome.
That sounds behind cool you. Hell yeah.
That sounds dope. Is the art style going to be quite pixelated as well to match the kind of doomy slash quakey kind of influence?
Well, it turns out the only art I can make, because I'm making all these video games myself, and I'm not an artist, is in VR. So I'm going to start there with Gravity Brush, which is a program that sort of lets you, almost like you're molding pottery, that lets you make 3D art like that. And then I guess I'll pixelate it up a bit from there. But maybe I'll just, I wonder if there's ways to evoke that aesthetic without pixelating. That's a question I'm going to be asking myself in the art room.
Mm. Have you seen that Doom mod where someone replaced all the textures and sound textures with Tim Allen, and they replaced the sounds with his noise from Home Improvement? Have you seen that?
Oh, sorry, that sound didn't come through. Would you mind doing it again? That was legit, and I have seen it. Yeah, it's a total conversion mod.
You could do something like that, but with a leprechaun, you know. World's your oyster.
Maybe I'll just open up the game that ends up releasing for modding, so people can do that with my game.
Please do. So yeah, I assume this game is 25% off. That's because of the Steam Summer Sale, or just because you're being generous?
It's actually a very good coincidence, but might as well call it that.
Yeah. That's cracker.
Yeah, totally. So it's cheap as chips, and you get the EP for free.
Whoa.
The Club Ruby sites.
That's sick. That's awesome. I guess we better get into playing this track. It's been great talking to you. Is the game just called Was God Birthed?
It is. It's called Was God Birthed. The band is Club Ruby. You watch the music video on YouTube, and then you can head over to Steam.
Mm-hmm. Get it for like a few dollars.
It's like $5.20 or something.
Mate, you could have made it $1 cheaper, and then we'd all be having a bit riot.
Yes, but no, we're a very serious game studio.
Yes, very, very, very. Oh, thank you so much, Finn, for coming on the program today.
You're welcome, Zach. Thanks for having me.
Take care.
Have a good one.
You too. All right, that was Finn Johansson talking about his new game that he's made called Was God Birthed, which is based around an EP by band Club Ruby. Very, very fun stuff. Very, very fun stuff indeed. Love that yarn. It's 9:44 here on the Radio 1 Breakfast Program with yours truly, Hoff Trough. We've got another corridor lined up at 10 with Effie Isabel. We're going to be talking about their latest track, Peach Heart, which is all about human connection and crushes and so on and so forth. We're going to get to that later on, but first, we're going to do some more tunes. So here is Club Ruby with Weatherman. You're listening to the Radio Juan Late Breakfast Show. I'll see you in a bit. Ka kite.
That was a Radio 1 91FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.